T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, and we're going to go straight up to the bubble in Orlando, where Ian Eagle is going to join us here for a couple minutes. You hear him on the Turner Sports TNT games. You did yesterday as well. Ian, how's bubble life treating you?
Yes. I would say I'm more in the diet bubble area. I'm not quite in the full bubble. The players, the coaches, staff members, officials, they're in a different tier. And then we're in auxiliary bubble. It's still a bubble, but it's not quite the big bubble.
Okay. Hey, you gotta help me out. I'm watching. These games have been great, by the way. They've had some unbelievable finishes. But I'm watching the East right now in the top four teams. It seems like all four teams, in Milwaukee, Toronto, Miami, and Boston, just off of what we've seen, seem to be really close. And I know Milwaukee rested three of their best players in the second half last night against Brooklyn. Do you agree with that? You wouldn't be surprised to see any of the four come out of the East, or do you have a favorite still?
Yeah, you know, Joe, I think it's hard to reconcile what we knew prior to the hiatus compared to what we're seeing so far in the bubble. I think each coach is attacking it in a different way. Some are managing minutes. Others are just treating it like a sprint to the finals. And certainly with Milwaukee, as an example, they didn't have Bledsoe. They didn't have Connaughton. They didn't play Brook Lopez yesterday. No matter what, Mike Budenholzer was not happy. He just wasn't happy with his team. They certainly looked past the Nets. They didn't look like a championship contender in that first half when they played the majority of their starters. And then in the second half, it was backups against what turned out to be almost a G League squad for the Nets. And they played really hard. They played really together. And they got the win. Yeah, I think the teams are fairly close. Boston is interesting. Miami is compelling. Toronto continues to amaze people at the fact that they're still so potent defensively without Kawhi Leonard. And then the Bucks are considered the favorite, but I think there are teams in the East that believe that Milwaukee is beatable.
Yeah, this isn't like an Eastern Conference in the last decade where you had the Cleveland team where you know is basically going to win the East, or the Heat with the big three. This is like the year that Atlanta got the one seed almost, I think. A little bit different because it's Greek Freak leading the charge there from Milwaukee. But I do side with Joe here and think that any one of those top four, maybe even Philly thrown in the mix, could come out of the Eastern Conference. It's really the first time in a long time we're like this.
Yeah, Stan Van Gundy and I were talking yesterday before our broadcast about the way the East is set up, and both of us are just completely trying to figure out what Philadelphia is all about, whether or not they can just flip the switch and turn it on. They are a very confounding group. They have a lot of talent. The chemistry has seemed to be lacking. The trust hasn't necessarily been there. But if you're looking at potential bubble surprises, Philadelphia has to be thrown into the mix just because of the sheer talent. And if they somehow went on a run and everything clicked at the right moment, they might be able to rip off some series wins here and be a factor in the Eastern Conference playoff picture. But yeah, it's not the same vibe that we've had in previous years when LeBron was in Miami and LeBron was in Cleveland. There's no clear-cut favorite. Milwaukee's certainly been the best team, but again, you have to really analyze your pre-pandemic opinions and compare them with what you're actually seeing right now on the court under the most bizarre and unique circumstances that you're going to find in an NBA season. There's no fans there, of course, so the stimuli is very different. The professional pride has kicked in. I've been really impressed with the effort level. I don't know if you guys have felt the same way. These guys are getting after it, and it does show that they realize they're keeping score, the games count, it goes on your permanent record, and I've been really happy about the competitive nature of the games that we've seen so far.
Memphis, all of a sudden, can't win a game. I think they lost their fourth in a row, so you got the Blazers and the Suns are playing. Devin Booker put on a friggin' show last night. That was crazy good. Oh, my gosh. But the Blazers, Suns, Spurs, and Pelicans, that matchup, all of a sudden, who do you think's playing the best of that group, or is it still too early to tell?
Well, I would say the most dangerous team of that group is Portland. This is a team that went to the Western Conference Finals last year. They really struggled with injuries. They didn't have their full team throughout the year. They don't have their full team now. Trevor Ariza opted out because of family reasons, and Rodney Hood has been out since basically the start of the season. But they got back 2 7-footers in Nurkic and Collins, and that makes them unique in today's NBA, where they can just go big and overpower you. And if I'm the LA Lakers, look, I don't think the Lakers are going to be intimidated by anybody, but I certainly wouldn't want to see Portland in that first round. If you're telling me you could see Memphis or Portland in the first round, you take Memphis every day of the week. Inexperienced team. Jaren Jackson is now done for the season. That's a huge hit for Memphis. You come into the bubble, and different teams faced different storylines and narratives. Phoenix was looking for some form of redemption. A bunch of people around the NBA thought, really? The Suns are going to be in the bubble? The Kings are going to be in the bubble? Is that really what this is all about? Well, Phoenix has looked at this as an opportunity, and there's no doubt that Devin Booker is going to leave people with an imprint of where he ranks among impact players in the NBA. San Antonio, look, when you've got Greg Popovich and someone that's won as many games as he has, and this kind of format where you got to come back and play 2 days later or a back-to-back, and the scouting report becomes so key and coaching points become such a big part of it, you have to respect what the Spurs could possibly do, even though they don't have their full team. They have no LaMarcus Aldridge. Think about that. Their best player now is not a part of it. So really compelling in the Western Conference how it's going to break down for that 8-9 spot in the play-in game. There's no doubt there will be a play-in series in the Western Conference when the smoke clears.
Yeah, the NBA dream matchup, if Portland could somehow get that 8 seed. I know it's 10 years too late, but Carmelo and LeBron in a playoff series against one-on-one, right?
Zach, you're thinking like a television executive.
Right.
I love it.
Hey, how about the resurrection of Carmelo? Yeah.
Unbelievable. I got to give it
wild. Just wild. Last night, I got to see it firsthand, but the impact that he has on that team, his voice, his experience, the respect level that the guys have for him. You talk to Damian Lillard, who is one of the premier players in the NBA, and the first thing he says about Carmelo Anthony when asked is, well, you're talking about a Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Famer. So he gets that out of the way. He gets that on the resume right out of the gate. And then everything that he said, that Terry Stott said, plays into the fact that Carmelo has bought in and he's understood his role. And to juxtapose it with where he was, ironically, they played Houston last night, where he was with the Houston Rockets, where they didn't have anything for him. They looked at him and said, hey, he doesn't fit with what we're trying to do. And it looked like his career was done. He's come back in better shape. He looks svelte. He looks skinny. And he looks re-energized. It's really been one of the nice stories of the NBA second half of the year and now continuing to the NBA campus.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.